Top athletes are launching an employment case against High Performance Sport New Zealand's Mahi Drysdale and Kirsty Klingenberg, fronting the Athletes Cooperative, as they're calling it. They want to be recognised as employees of High Performance Sport and not contractors. Dr. Dougal Sutherland, clinical psychologist, following all of this. And thanks for being with us. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Tim. I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Good. Yeah, very well, very well. Your perception, first, of the way high-performance athletes are handled, if that's the right word right now.
Look, it sounds like when we've lifted the lid on this group that there's quite a bit of a difference, perhaps, between different people. I noticed in some of the reports it said some people said they were treated really well and some people said that they weren't. And that really suggests or points to perhaps a culture of lack of psychological safety in an environment or in a workplace. And that can be really damaging, I think, particularly for those people who aren't feeling like they're treated well.
Do you think overall it's actually working all right or not? I mean, given that we've actually had some pretty good performances at the end of the day in the last couple of Olympics?
Yeah, look, it's. I noticed that this report that just came out is from a little while ago. It's from July 2020. So you wonder whether there have been some changes recently, because you do often judge a sports team or a group like that on their performance. And if they're doing well, then you'd have to say, well, things must be going well. I guess I wonder whether there's been some big turnaround within the group as part of that. And that's alluded to in the report that's just come out, that they have actually had started turning this culture around. I think the other really good example of that you could perhaps point to is the Black Ferns, who, you know, historically great world-beating team. They had that terrible tour in the UK only a year ago, and there were lots of reports of bullying out of that. And then a new coach and a new broom, and it seemed like that really changed the culture within the team as well, and their performance spoke for itself, really.
I'm glad you raised that, because we seem to have forgotten all the bad stuff in the glow of all the good stuff. I'm not trying to take anything away from that result. It was fantastic. Mm-hmm. But your point is very valid. Is it about money, do you think, to any significant extent?
No, I don't think so at all. I think you don't need to have money to create a psychologically safe workspace at all. You just have to have the right approach. And if you think about the Black Ferns as an example, you know, you heard their new coaches talk about actually want the players to be themselves. We want them to have fun. We want the values to drive their behaviour. And those are all key characteristics of what we term in the psychology world as a psychologically safe workspace or playing and learning space.
Really appreciate your thoughts. It's going to be interesting to see how this develops. Dr. Dougal Sutherland with us at Newstalk ZB this morning. You'd perhaps be aware that High Performance Sport NZ say they don't want to interfere with the process by making any further comment at this point of the game. That was Raylene Castle's comment just yesterday.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into five very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.